Billy's on the line. Hey, Billy, what you say?
I say that I'm not convinced that Calvin is pushing that thing. I think he's just standing there posing for a picture.
No, you don't have to be pushing.
I think what he's thinking is, I'm wondering if this thing is going to start.
Okay.
I'm wondering if it's going to start.
Let's see. Jerry's looking at the picture now.
Let's
open it up and see whether it's moving or not. Were
I
you
don't
moving
think it
you?
Is. I think he's just standing there posing.
I think he's talking.
They actually, yeah.
Let's see.
Actually, there were three.
Now, wait a minute. Now, look at it. Look at his right foot.
Is it moving?
See his, well, he could pose that way.
It is on the ground.
Kind of like those football players
yeah.
do, you know?
Just standing
you
there
know,
posing,
just,
I
yeah.
think.
Well, you're right. You're right because he's probably saying, telling his wife, now, make sure you got the picture of, make sure you got me and the machine both in the picture.
He may
and
have more luck.
You're right. Those things move pretty fast.
He may have more luck with gasoline engines than I do, but if it were me, I'd stand there looking at it. I'd say, I wonder if this thing's going to start.
But, Billy,
the modern
machines, I remember back when it was an adventure to get your lawnmower to start. Of course, a chainsaw was just impossible.
Well, I still like electric stuff. My chainsaw's electric.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Now, Billy, listen to this. The caption the Express has, and actually, I think you're right. The author gets some exercise while aerating a yard, which is great for lawn health. Do you see this man getting exercise?
No, I don't. I see him standing there posing for a picture.
Y'all are being mean to Calvin.
That bar that's hanging down, does that have to be up? Did you have to be holding that thing so it'll
yes,
move?
Yes, it does on most of them. That's why where you get the gas, and it's down.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Calvin, they're analyzing this thing too
yeah.
much.
I'm sorry, Calvin.
But see, she couldn't get him in. I mean, she couldn't take that
not with a digital.
If he's moving.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Because it's hard to get some. You know, that thing moves right along, doesn't
now,
it?
Now, all I know is that it did. The lawn did get aerated.
And you did get some exercise.
And he got his picture
taken.
And we did do TV.
That's right.
Yeah, we did TV, and it was moving on TV.
Okay, he did come up with a picture.
All right. You know, the thing is, too, Billy, if you've ever taken a digital picture, I don't know about Judy's
Billy's
camera.
Billy's taken a lot.
You have that little phenomenon that what you take is not always what
oh,
you get.
Oh, absolutely.
So she probably snapped it when Calvin was moving fast. He stopped, and that's the picture we ended up getting.
There you go.
Very likely.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's breathing hard. Maybe he's breathing hard. That's what we're seeing.
Oh, that could be what he's doing. He's exercising. Oh,
his mouth is not open. He's not talking. He's just trying to catch a breath.
I don't think Calvin likes his caption content.
Hey, Billy, what kind of damage you seeing on the from the ice? Anything?
Well, the only thing I saw, and I guess I should have followed up on it. My wife has a bunch of house plants. I mean container plants, and she keeps them out on the deck. And we have an under the roof patio, and we have a tarp that hangs up, and we bring most of the stuff in. And the only thing I've seen so far is her airplane plant is probably gone.
Hmm.
It's a hanging basket with an airplane yeah. plant, and it sure doesn't look good. But my citrus plants, I see no problems at all with them. I went out and looked after I heard you talking about it a while ago. I didn't wrap my Meyer's lemon, and it looks good.
No problem. I'm telling you, it's El Nino, Billy.
How well, about the cyclamen? You got cyclamen anywhere?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. The only thing we wrapped in the church that I go to have planted some olive trees now.
Yeah.
And they were just planted about 2 weeks ago. And we wrapped them. I don't know that they really need it, but I'm working with two professionals. I'm just helping them. So so I help do whatever they say. So we have.
Well, speaking of olives and church, you went to that, you know, remember when Pastor Mike Fanning, gave that talk about plants and gardens of the Bible, and you went and videoed it for him.
And
right?
I promised him at that time I would buy him some olive trees, and I did.
Oh, okay. Well, that's getting ready to happen again. Did you know that?
No, I hadn't heard that.
Wednesday, February the 7th at 10 a.m. for those of you who missed the first round. It's going to be at the San Antonio Garden Center. That's where it was last time,
that's
right?
That's where it was last time, yes.
And it's Plants and Gardens of the Bible with Pastor Mike Fanning, Fellowship of San Antonio Church, and, of course, the Garden Center. That's Wednesday, February 7th at 10 a.m.
I'll be there with my video.
Dave, you going to do it again?
Of
course. Well, you didn't like the last day.
I did one last time. Yeah, I'll see him at church tomorrow, so I'll ask him about it. He hadn't told me.
Well, maybe he doesn't want you there videoing.
Well, it might be. I don't know. I sent him one. I gave him copies.
Well, maybe he doesn't
want
to give a different presentation. And
if you get a, if you get a better video than last time, we'll put, we'll check it. Get me a copy.
Okay. Well, I gave you a copy last year.
You did, but you know.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, he's taking a trip to the Holy Lands this year again. So.
Okay. Good.
He's been there so many times. Well, he kind of knows what goes on.
All right. Speaking of crusades and things to the Holy Land, Calvin, I've checked, and you remember Thursday, February the 1st, we were discussing whether it was going to be you or me into the bowels of hell. Well, I'm first one in the bowels, as usual. And so Thursday, February 1st at 7 p.m., I'll be at the Men's Garden Club monthly meeting at San Antonio Garden Center. 3310 North New Braunfels.
Did you happen to notice when I was?
You're at March.
Oh, March. Okay.
Yeah, you know, just like you'd remember the first Thursday in March.
See?
Thanks, Billy.
You got a mind.
Okay, yeah. Thank
we're going to put you on hold.
My problem.
We'll put you on hold so Al can get your number, okay?
Thanks, Billy.
Yeah.